Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. Time for Issues Etc. blog of the week. It's real simple. We read the blogs, the ones that have the Issues Etc. widget. We're kind of exclusive that way. And then we pick one. Jeff picks his. I pick mine every week. If you want the widget on your blog, very simple. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Go to the bottom of the page. You'll find two different versions of the widget. Put it on your blog. Send us an email. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading yours since we know it has the widget. And it will be in the running every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week.
My pick is Blog of the Week is Intrepid Lutherans. It's a blog post titled Lutheran Does Not Equal German. This Sunday, Lutheran churches around the world will observe the Festival of the Lutheran Reformation of the Church, the 493rd anniversary of Luther's nailing his 95 theses to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg. Wittenberg was and is in Germany. Martin Luther was a German. Many Lutheran theological books and hymns were written in Germany by Germans. Lutheran churches in the United States were primarily propagated and populated by Germans or by Americans of German descent. Therefore, in the minds of some, including some Lutherans, Lutheran equals German. Nothing could be farther from the truth. Lutheranism is a conviction, not a culture. A confession, not a nationality. I would suggest there is absolutely nothing that is uniquely German about Lutheranism, except for the fact that many Germans throughout the ages have been Lutherans, and some of them have handed down to us some real treasures composed in the German language, treasures which once translated ceased to be German treasures and simply became part of the vast pool of Christian treasures. I got to cut this short here because we're running out of time. When we believe, teach, and confess the words of the Lutheran confessions, whether in Latin or German or English, we are not confessing German truth, but scriptural truth, which is true for all men alike, regardless of their nationality. When we sing A Mighty Fortress, we are not singing a German hymn. We are singing a Christian hymn, the text of which speaks of Christ and his embattled but victorious church throughout the world, the tune of which is accessible to Christians from any culture who are willing to learn it. I'm paraphrasing this great blog post, so go read it at our website. It's my pick for blog of the week is Intrepid Lutherans.
Excellent. Excellent. Wish it would have been mine, but Jeff got to it first. Here is an equally excellent one. This one comes from a blog called North Prairie Pastor. It's simply a quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer on the church. It is not we who build, Christ builds the church. No man builds the church, but Christ alone. Whoever is minded to build the church is surely well on the way to destroying it, for he will build a temple to idols without wishing or knowing it. We must confess, he builds. We must proclaim, he builds. We must pray to him that he may build. We do not know his plan. We cannot see whether he is building or pulling down. It may be that at the times which by human standards are times of collapse are for him, that is Christ, the great times of construction. It may be that the times from which a human point of view are great times for the church are times when it is being pulled down. It is of a great comfort which Christ gives to his church. You confess, preach, bear witness to me, and I alone will build where it pleases me. Do not meddle in what is my province. Do what is given for you to do. Do it well, and you have done enough. But do it well. Pay no heed to views and opinions. Do not ask for judgments. Don't always be calculating what will happen. Don't always be on the lookout for another refuge. Church, stay a church. But church, confess, 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 Christ alone is your Lord. From his grace alone, you can live as you are. Christ builds. A quote from Dietrich Bonhoeffer, my blog pick of the week, North Prairie Pastor. I have a link to both mine and to Jeff's at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. In the second hour of the program, Jason Plummer, Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, will join us to talk about the gubernatorial race in Illinois. We'll have audio open lines, your reaction to Bishop Mark Hansen saying to youth, God made you gay, and then it'll be Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, October the 29th.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.